Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The Creative Act, AB09Z7MH5C3, Rick Rubin delves deep into the heart of creativity, drawing from his monumental career in the music industry. Rubin, known for his work with some of the biggest names across multiple music genres, distills wisdom gathered from decades of creative exploration and collaboration. This book is an invitation to understand creativity not just as a sporadic occurrence, but as a sustainable, nourishing practice. Rubin's insights aim to dismantle the mystery around the creative process, offering readers a new perspective on how to approach creativity in their own lives. Through captivating stories and profound reflections, Rubin positions creativity as a way of being, accessible to anyone who is willing to connect deeply with their own inner workings and the world around them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of creativity. Rick Rubin explores creativity as an essential aspect of human experience, transcending mere acts of producing art or music. He argues that creativity is not just about the end product, but about the process and the transformative journey of making something new. Rubin emphasizes that creativity lives within everyone and can be nurtured and developed. Through engaging with the world, seeking new experiences, and embracing vulnerability, individuals can tap into their unique creative potential. Rubin's view challenges the traditional notion that creativity is reserved for the talented few, advocating instead for a democratized understanding of creative expression. Secondly, the role of intuition in creative work. Rubin places significant emphasis on the role of intuition in the creative process. He describes it as an inner compass that guides creators towards authenticity and truth. This segment of the book delves into how the intuition can lead to profound creative breakthroughs and the importance of trusting one's gut feeling during the creative journey. Rubin shares insights into how he has witnessed intuition guiding artists to defy conventional norms and create groundbreaking work. He offers practical advice on cultivating a more intuitive approach to creativity, including mindfulness practices and creating environments conducive to spontaneous inspiration. Thirdly, overcoming creative blocks. Addressing one of the most common challenges faced by creators, Rubin shares strategies for overcoming creative blocks. He views these blocks not as impediments, but as opportunities for growth and deeper exploration. Rubin's approach includes embracing silence, engaging with nature, and the powerful act of letting go of expectations. He highlights the importance of patience and perseverance, suggesting that sometimes stepping away from work can reignite one's creative fire. Through anecdotes from his career, Rubin illustrates how artists have moved beyond their blocks by changing their perspective and approach to the creative process. Fourthly, collaboration and community in creativity. Rubin underscores the importance of collaboration and community in nurturing creativity. He believes that the exchange of ideas and energy among creators can lead to unexpected and innovative outcomes. This section explores Rubin's experiences with collaborative projects and how they have led to some of his most celebrated work. He champions creating a supportive environment where individuals feel free to share their ideas and take risks. Rubin's insights illustrate how fostering a sense of community can inspire individuals to transcend their limitations and collectively push the boundaries of what is creatively possible. Lastly, developing a sustainable creative practice. In this crucial part of the book, Rubin discusses how to develop a creative practice that is sustainable over the long term. He emphasizes the importance of rituals, habits, and routines that support the creative process. Rubin suggests that creating a structure for creativity does not limit it, but rather allows it to flourish. He discusses the balance between discipline and spontaneity, and how to maintain creative energy and inspiration over time. Rubin encourages readers to find what works best for them, whether it's daily meditation, walks in nature, or journaling, to nurture their creative spirit consistently. In conclusion, The Creative Act, A Way of Being, by Rick Rubin is a transformative reading experience for anyone interested in tapping into or elevating their creative potential. It's an essential read not only for artists, musicians, and writers, but for anyone seeking to inject creativity into their life or work. Rubin's holistic approach to creativity makes it clear that it's not about sporadic strokes of genius, but about cultivating a way of life that embraces exploration, curiosity, and openness. This book is a treasure trove of wisdom for navigating the creative process, making it relevant for both seasoned creatives looking to reignite their passion and novices seeking to unlock their creative potential. Ruben demonstrates that with the right mindset and practices, anyone can live a profoundly creative life, making the creative act a beacon for those yearning to live more authentically through their creative expressions. If you would like to support Rick Ruben, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.